The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to him, or to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
So I think I had taught you before about it says easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. If you've been to the Holy Land and you've been to Jerusalem, there's different ways of going into the old city. And there's the Damascus Gate and the Jaffa Gate and the Golden Gate and another gate called the Eye of a Needle. And that was facing the south. And people coming to Jerusalem from the south with their camels and the camel loaded. In order to get in that gate, the camel had to be unloaded, go down on his knees and squeeze through the gate. So that was the kind of what Jesus was talking about, easier for the camel to get through the eye of a needle to get into Jerusalem through that gate than for a rich man to enter heaven. But then we mustn't forget the next line in the gospel. "Anyhow," he said, "for anybody to get to heaven is impossible. It's a free gift from God." And that is something we forget about. We think we can earn God's love and earn salvation. No, it's a free gift. And our job, if you put it that way, is to thank God for that. So to have a spirit of gratitude in our hearts. That's the important thing, knowing that everything we have is a free gift from God. And what we do with that gift is how we please God. And so to thank God for everything that happens in our lives.